today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi. This Simon Shin Gimel, Sifim Tetzvav, through Yud Zayin. This is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for Shabbos, January 24th. A woman can go out with these knots that were made in order to heal the Ayin Hara, so that it wouldn't be sholate, it wouldn't take control of a person. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Lamates, Refuas Kituf, these knots that were worn to ward off the Yetzer Hara. So he says, Nire Mishum, it appears that since Dibizmanam Hayazah, since in those days, Hayazah Baduk Refuah, it was already checked out that it was a proper type of Refuah for the Yetzer Hara, V'havi Kikameya Mumcha, and it was considered an authenticated amulet that we had earlier, we discussed earlier. And therefore, there's no concern that she's going to take it off and show it. This is not something that is elegant and pretty like tachshitim that she's going to take off and show to other people. And therefore, she's allowed to go out with that. Let's go now back to the Shulchan Aruch. She's also allowed to go out. She can go out with cotton that is stuffed tightly in her ear. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katnem hakasher umahudak. If it's stuffed tightly in her ear, she can go out with cotton in her ear. Dilav hachi chayshinan dilma nafil v'asi lasuye. Because if it was not stuffed tightly in her hair, will be chayshish that maybe it will fall out of her hair, these cottons, and she'll carry it. Sif katnem aleph, but asna, it's stuffed tightly in her ear. V'asi, what was the reason why it's in the ear? Why is she going to go out with it in her ear? Because it's asi levlo alecha, it's there to absorb the fluid sheltzoa sa'ozen that excretes the excretion of a liquid that comes out of the ear. These cotton balls are there to absorb, so therefore if it's stuffed tightly in the ear and it's not going to fall out, she's allowed to walk out with them into Shizu Rabin. Then we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Uvemoch shebesandallah hakashur besandallah, and any cotton or pad that's in her sandal, okay, hakasher b'sandalah, that's tied to her sandal, that's going to be okay to go out with. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, membeis shebesandalah, she's wearing this pad in her sandal, in her open type shoe for tanug. V'gam b'zeh hadu ba'inan kesher, and here the reason why you need a kesher, the reason why you need it to be tied, mishum dilma nafil, because maybe it will fall out of the shoe. V'asi la'asuyeh, and she will come to carry it. Masha'in came to moch l'nidasa. This is not going to be the case, as we're going to come up to a moch, like a cotton pad that was put, a woman puts inside her private area when she has a nida. Was there, afilu im yipol, there, even if it goes out, lo shekalte klal, she's not going to pick it up, mishum dimayis, because it gets disgusting from the fact that it was in her area during the time of nida. So that's the type of thing, doesn't have to be tied, that moch doesn't have to be tied to her. Because even if it falls out, she's not going to pick it up and carry it. Masha Enkein, in her shoe, if it falls out, the pad, the cotton pad, she might come and carry it. And therefore, it has to be, let's go to Sifkat Mem Gimel, Hakasher B'Sandalah. It has to be tied to her sandal. Mashma, Meshulchan Aruch, Debezeh Lo B'Inam Mehudak, Meshulchan Aruch, he says, it's Mashma from the Meshulchan Aruch, the Meshulchan Aruch says, that you don't need it to be tied firmly. As long as it's tied in there, it's going to be okay. V'chein Kasa B'Tosef HaShabbos, and this was written in the Sefer Tosefa Shabbos as well. Now we move back into the Shulchan Aruch. Uvesandal uminal hastuma mikol tzad. However, if you have a type of sandal or shoe that actually is closed on all areas, like our shoes, which are not open on the sides, they cover the foot from all sides. So there, he says, I feel ain't a kashra mutar, even if it's not tied in, it's going to be okay, because we're not afraid it's going to fall out, and it's wearing it for comfort, okay, so therefore it's not carrying, and we're not concerned it's going to come out. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Mendalid, Mikol Tzad, like a shoe that's covered from all sides. It says, Lafuke, it's coming to exclude Pantinish, slippers. House slippers. Shalanu yesh chashashav in a kashra. With regular house slippers, we're concerned that it's going to what? It's going to come out if it's not tied. Maybe we'll fall out and somebody will come and carry it. So by shoes and sandals and things like that, by slippers and sandals and things like that, there is a concern if it's not tied in, if it's not fastened in well. Masha'en came by regular shoes that are covered from all sides, we don't have to be concerned it's going to fall out, and therefore it's going to be okay to wear them, assuming it's for tanug, and therefore it's for the tanug of the body, it would be considered something that you're allowed to wear, and it's not carrying, and it's okay. Let's now move weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Uvemoch shehiskina lenidasa. Okay, and also she can go out with this moch, this cotton pad that she puts in, okay, and sets up in order to take care of her during her nidah time, when from the blood. And Rama says, shelo yipol dam alah, in order to avoid blood coming on her, the yitzarena, and that would cause her tsar, the blood on her will cause her tsar. Now why is the Rama specifying that the blood will fall on her and cause her tsar? So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Memhei, the yitzarena, this is something we had earlier. If the reason why the pad is there is only to protect her clothes from getting dirty, latzio begadah, shelo yitanfu, to protect the begadim that doesn't get dirty, then it's going to be usher, because it's not going to be considered something that she needs for her body, and it's going to be considered carrying, at least midrabanan, it's going to be usher. Like we said earlier, in Simon Shin Aleph, Sifir Gimel, you can listen to it earlier as well, on MBIME. We continue now, in the Shulchan Aruch, afilu eino kashur, by a moch that a woman wears, okay, during her nida, she does not have to have a tie to her, the kevenshu mos, since it's something that's disgusting. But chayshinam dim l'shaklalei, we're not concerned that if it falls out in Rosh Hashanah, she's going to come and pick it up because it's mos. Afilu yesh l'beis yad, even if there's a handle on it, meaning even if there's a way to pick up this moch that you won't get your hands dirty, it's still considered disgusting, and she's not going to pick it up. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Beis yad, even if it has a beis yad, this is Mishnah Berurah Mem Vav, la moch shalah, even if it's a beis yad to her moch that she's wearing in her private area, the yechol echos la moch beis yad, she can pick up this moch with the handle, kamash malon, the kachidish is, da filu hachi mayis, even so it is disgusting for her le mishkalei to pick up, and therefore she won't pick it up, and therefore she can wear it, because we're not concerned if it falls out, she'll come and carry it. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Uve pilpel, uve gargir, melach, uve chol boisem, shetitin l'terpia, and pepper, and piece of salt, a bit of salt, and any spice that she puts in, fragrance of spice, shetitin l'terpia, that she'll put in her mouth. She could also go out with it in her mouth. Uve vaj, lo tipnem l'chatil b'shabbos, as long as she doesn't put it into her mouth, these things, on Shabbos. Let's see what this is talking about. Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah. Uve pilpul, uve gargir melach, pilpul, uve melach hapeh. The pilpul is to take care of their breath, believe it or not. Uve melach, uchayu yashinayim, and melach is for some, type of illness in the teeth, some type of tooth decay. Mem ches, uve vad, v'chulei. Hai, uve vad. So what does this mean, uvavad, that she doesn't put it in her mouth? She can go out with it on Shabbos in her mouth, because it's needed for her mouth, but she can't put it in her mouth on Shabbos. What's this talking about? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Memches. Hayuvavad lekari alad esamichlei. This uvavad is going specifically to these putting these things in her mouth, like pepper and melach and bosem. What's the issue? Right, we'll see in a second. However, when it comes to the moch, there's no issue of putting it in on Shabbos or moch. The Shema feel chalchila mitzvah b'Shabbos. There, even the chalchila, you could put it in. A woman could put a moch in on Shabbos, or you could put a moch in a sandal on Shabbos, or in her ear on Shabbos. The das kam achronim, and achronim. The das of many achronim is who I didn't mutl didn't have in the chalchila b'Shabbos. And the lion also it's mutl chalchila to put what. To put straw in one's shoes on Shabbos has to be called sad if it's a shoe that's totally covering the foot. One should be machmir not to put the straw in the shoes unless it's really necessary. But again, what's this issue of not putting in pepper and salt and spices in the mouth lechatchila if you're allowed to carry it in your mouth on Shabbos? Why can't you put it in? So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Memtes, shelo tipnem dibechol refuah, because all types of refuah, this is refuah, gozru mishum shrika samamonim, they would go there, because maybe you'll come and you will grind up the spices. Inami mishum demichsi ki ilu mareves lahoisi. The other reason is, even if it's not a gzera, Mishum Refua, there's also an issue that it looks like you are being marim, you are doing shtick in order to carry this somewhere by putting it in your mouth. As opposed to the moch, muchacha milsa, it's clear that tzrich lekach. It's clear that the woman needs these mochs for whatever reason she needs it. And therefore it's not going to appear like she's doing shtick in order to carry these things. And also, if these things fall out of the mouth, they should not be put back into the mouth. Because as we said, it appears as if the woman is doing shtick by putting it in the mouth on Shabbos for the first time to take it somewhere. Others say ikiratam, like we said before, it's as if you put it in for the first time when it comes out. And therefore, one should be gozer also, because you might come to grind the spices. This is the gzeira refua. As lefitam zeh ein leaser lahachzir. Therefore, it won't be usher to be machzir according to this opinion. Ki im benafla agave karka, unless it falls in the karka. Velo nafla agave kli, but not if it fell on a kli. Ki mavur the kalam esim shechav ches sif chav hey legave retiya shenafla, with respect to a bandage that falls down. I ain't sham mechay mash b'das agrob beyuro. Okay, so what's coming out is as follows: that if the reason why you're not allowed to put it back in your mouth is because of refua, then it's only if it fell out of your mouth onto the ground. But if it fell out of your mouth onto a kli, then for refua, we don't say it's like nesina lechatchila, we say it's like chazara, and it's okay. But if the reason is because of people are going to say, this person's pulling shtick in order to carry it from place to place, that's why you don't want to put it in your mouth in the first place, then also, even if it fell on the floor, even if it didn't fall on the floor, even if it fell on a kli, you wouldn't be able to put it back again in the mouth, because it would have the appearance that you're trying to pull shtick in order to carry it from place to place. We will now continue weiter. Oh, before we go weiter, it's important to realize that in other places it seems like it's okay to put these things in the mouth, lechatchila, and it's not considered what? It's not considered refua. So the teretz is that it's considered refua not if it's just to take away the bad breath, but if it's to heal the bad breath, then it would be aser mishum refua. Let's move weiter. And with stockings that people, that the woman shekayshrim b'meshicha sviv shokeah, that the woman ties this, these stockings with a band around the legs, afal pishe b'meshicha k'shur b'hem, even if the meshicha is not actually tied on her, even if she's not tying the stockings with the band, so we're not concerned. We're not concerned that these bands, as we'll see, as the Mishnah Berurah understands it, actually will fall down. Okay, v'yotze be'etzada, and a woman can go out with a bracelet, shemanichin bezroa o b'shok. She can go out with bracelets that she wears on her arms or her legs. Who should take devuka lebasar v'lo tishamei? It has to be tight bracelets to the skin that will not fall off, because if it falls off, we'll be concerned that she'll pick it up and walk with it. V'yesh misha oser b'shal zroa, and there are those that aser even with these bracelets, even if it's on the arm. We'll see what that issue is momentarily. But first, let's see what's the issue with the stockings that have bands on them that are used to tie up her stockings around her legs. Let's look. Nun Aleph. Sifkat Nun Aleph. Shekosher. Afilu ima meshichu dvarnoi. Even if this band that ties up her stockings around her is something that is elegant, gam kein lab b'chal tashir, is not considered a tashir, the name of the shofa m'machle, you're going to come and take it off. Do tzorach la malbush, because it's necessary for the malbush, the stocking, who could be a siyah, it's considered an attachment, shal ha-beged dummy, it's considered an attachment to the beged, because it's used to tie the stockings on. The gam b'vali lo shofa, for sure she won't take it off. Shalo yilplo, ha-bate shukayim, so that her stockings will not fall down. Nun beiz b'meshicha, it's tied with a band. It says it's either with a meshicha, a band, or a ritzua, or a strap. This makes sense when it says, and we're not choshesh that they will slide down. A meshicha ritzua, it's talking about the meshicha and the ritzua, the band and the straps. It's talking about that we're not concerned that that's going to fall down. And that's apparent in the smak, and therefore she'd be allowed to go out with these bate shokayim, even when the bands are not actually tied around her legs. We're not concerned of them falling, the bands, or the stocking that she'll come and carry them. Okay? And now we continue on that she was allowed to go on. The Mishnah Berurah said, the Shulchan Aruch said that she's allowed to go on with these bracelets on the arm and the legs. Let's see what this is referring to. Nun Gimel, that sad the bracelets shemanicha bezroa. Ayin the Re'alacha Demari. Re'alacha says we're talking shemanicha mahatka al basara. It's where the bracelet is on her skin. Below al hakutonas.
Hakutonas milamala.
and not, right? So again, the Berlacha, which states that this refers to where she places it and tightly fastens it directly on the flesh and not on top of the blouse, the alkein mutter is therefore permitted. Why? Lo chayshinan she tishlof v'safi, because there is no concern that she may remove it and show it to others. The lo yizgale zroa, since her arm would become exposed. The zehatam, this reason applies. Zehatam hu gam kein al shoka. This reason applies to the bracelet worn on her leg as well. The hayesh omrim, the yesh omrim at the end of the Shulchan Aruch that says yesh omrim yisha oser b'shal zroa, who forbids a bracelet for the arm. So this yesh omrim, the dissenting view, okay, in the Shulchan Aruch, svira l'bedafka b'shok mikalim, they hold that we are makel only, right, b'shok mikalinan, only with regard to a band worn on the leg for this reason. The lo bizroa, right, but not regarding one worn on the arm. We continue now, sifkatan nun dalid. So again, the Shulchan Aruch had said, right, after it said, v'yoytze be'etzada shemanichin bizroa b'shov, so Shulchan Aruch had said, v'hu shetehe devuka lebasar v'lo tishamet. Shulchan Aruch said that this is provided that it clings to the flesh so that it does not fall off. Sifkatan nun dalid, shetehe devuka, that it clings. Why? Because if it is loose, then there is concern that it may fall off, and she may come to carry it. We're up to Sif Tezayin. B'chol ma sheyachol latzeis, yechola lahatiro b'shus harabim, v'lo chayshinan dilma masyalei. So he says, anything with which a woman is permitted to go outside on Shabbos, she can also unfasten in the b'shus harabim, as there is no concern that she might carry it. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Nun Hey, Hey 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 Hey, Yechola Lahatira. Anything, right, with which a woman is permitted to go outside on Shabbos, she can unfasten. For example, Kagon Chagorosa Ukahaygavna. For example, such as her belt and things like it. And what's the reason? The hatam. What's the reason? The chol hadvarim sheregilin lahasiran asru chazal laseif b'ham mibesa kishehi levusha b'hen. This regarding any items that are typically removed, chazal asked a woman to go out from her house while she is wearing them. What's the reason? The kshema kishetisireno acharkach b'shus harabin tishkach shehu shavis v'asi la'asuye. Because if she later removes them, in a Rishus HaRabin, she might forget that it's Shabbos and come to carry them. Aval Dvarim, Shemuteres Latzeis Bahen, Mibesa, Mishum She'ena Regilin La Regila La Siran, Muteres Lipshor, Ulahatir bir shus harabim. However, though, with respect to items that she is permitted to wear out of her house, because she does not ordinarily remove them, she's permitted to fasten or unfasten them in shus harabim. Why? Because no matter what the case, because mimadashach, intiye zechura Shabbos b'shas hatara lo asilasuye. Im lo tiye zechura Shabbos, afilu im neso lahatir lahasir. Lo yoyel. So he says here, because no matter what the case, there's no reason to aser it. If she remembers that it's Shabbos while loosening the article, then she will not come to carry it. And if she does not remember that it's Shabbos, then even if we were to aser loosening and removing it, it would not help. What this means is that since she does not remember that it's Shabbos, she will also not remember that Chazal asked unfastening these items on Shabbos. It happens to be the Machsis HaShekel adds
it is extremely unlikely that she would remember that it is Shabbos until she unfastens the item and then suddenly forget. We continue now, Sif Yud Zayin. B'chol Mashi Yud Zayin, Yesh Osrim Lavi Mafteach Afilu B'chatzer Habayis, Ki Im B'yado, Aval Lo B'chagoroso, Shema Yishgach V'yotziyena L'rshus HaRabim. So he says here that some asa carrying a key, even within the chatzer of a house, unless it is in one's hand, but not if it is on a belt, because he might forget, and then inadvertently take it out to Rishus HaRabim. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif Katan Nun Vav B'chatzer HaBayis Hainu, that is Afilu B'chatzer HaMureves, even in a courtyard with an Eruv. This is going to be the second opinion coming up in Sif Yud Ches coming up. Shesvir loy dechol sha'amru, shkol sha'asru latzeis bo derech malbush b'shus harabim asa leilech bo afilu b'bayis u'b'chatzim u'revis. This opinion maintains that anything that Chazal aser want to wear when entering b'shus harabim is aser to be worn even in a house or in a chatzer with an eruv. Sif katan nun zayin ki im biyado haynu d'ma shenatir lo lotzio biyado l'chotzer lo shayich shema yishkach v'yotzienu gam l'rishus harabim. That is, when we permit carrying it in one's hand into the chotzer, there's no concern that one might forget and take it out as well to a rishus harabim. Dim kain lo yehe rashai shum kli l'taltal v'bayis u'v'chotzer shema yishkach v'yotzienu. If that was the case, it would not be mutter to carry any item in the house or the chatzer, because one might forget and take it outside. However, the mashenati lo lotzio derech malbush, however, if we were going to allow and permit the matir bringing a key into a courtyard by wearing it, dahainu, that is, kishuhu tali b'charguroso, having it suspended from one's belt. Matzayu kisha adam holech l'abusho shocheach v'holech l'chol makom shu ragil af b'shus harabim ve'eino hoshto be'emtza. The concern would then exist, since it's common for a person who is walking around while wearing something to forget and go to anywhere he ordinarily goes, including a b'shus harabim, without removing the usher items in the process. V'zeh ha'tam gufa shal haday ha'shniyah d'sif yudches shesviru la t'kol tachshit sh'asru l'tzeis bo sh'arabim derech malbush also l'shkashay bo gam v'bayis v'chatzer. This is precisely the reason for the second opinion in Sif Yudches, which maintains that any tachshit that is forbidden to wear when going out into the rabbim may also not be used to adorn oneself, even in a bayis or a chatzer. Ad kan.